So I'd like you to just take a moment to close your eyes. Take a breath. And as you do, the information that has come to you this morning begins to process. Your brain is like a camera. And each time you close your eyes, it's like the shutter on the camera closing. So imagine now that you close it, you're processing those images and the words and the feelings that are being awakened today as you sit in this sacred circle together under the shadow of the mountain, in the presence of the star mothers, and in the presence of this family of light who are coming together again, perhaps after many thousands of years, to sit together, to receive together, to heal together, and to awaken together. As we receive the teachings from Kryon and the honoring of the Star Mothers, the entourage, the Pleiadians, and the honoring that comes in the form of words and messages from the Magnetic Master.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The man in the chair, my partner, has helped to put together a series of meetings in what has been called the Shadow of the Mountain. For those who are just discovering this particular message, we are in that which is the city of Mount Shasta. The shadow of the mountain is that which is described as the influence of those who are in the mountain and have been there for thousands of years and have been noticed. So many channelers, so many intuitives have been part of this. And it extends way past that which you'd call a simple shadow. And that's where you sit. Now, what I'm going to tell you next is not an accident. Of the times my partner has sat in the chair and done something in this room, this is number 7. No accident, dear ones. Numbers mean things. And sometimes as you walk around life, the numbers that you will encounter would seem accidental or random. And yet, if you take a look at them in a perspective that is esoteric, if you take a look at them as even some of the ancients did, or even some of the mathematicians did, you'd find they repeat. Even those which are casual often repeat. And if they do, it is a symbol, a sign. And they mean things. And they talk to you. Or they reveal something beautiful. This is number 7. And it's in honor, dear ones, of the 7 sisters. It's in honor of the Pleiadian energy. It's in honor of those who were in Lemuria, who were teaching, and who came here. The lineage of the mountain includes Lemuria. And so you sit in the shadow of the very subject as which is being taught today and tomorrow. Information that Lemurians were given. Information that was precious. I want you to imagine for a moment something that in your society and your history you might realize. Perhaps you've come from belief systems where you had a prophet. And in these systems, there would be those who would gather around the prophet, and he would teach. And whether the prophet was Buddha or Christ or Muhammad or any of those that are seen to be incredibly wise or even the current ones of today, the scenario is the same. You sit at their feet and listen. And out would come profound things, the things not of the earth, but the things that belong to the other side of the veil, disguised as metaphors and given to you in your own language. And they would start to ring with truth and reality to you. How many stories have you heard about those who would go to the prophet and would come back different? Not just words, not just teachings, but concepts and energies which were given. And they would affect those listening, because those listenings would somehow have an epiphany of realization that what they were hearing, they had heard before. Or what they were hearing was so pure and so real and so truthful, they could never go back to any other way of life. And they would get up from those teachings changed. They would go about life differently. Some of them would be so excited, they would change who they were and what they did. Some would even change their names. That's how profound it was to sit at the feet of the masters. That is exactly the scenario in Lemuria of sitting at the feet of a star mother. The star mothers did not teach the population in general. The star mothers taught those who would then teach. So not everyone got to sit at their feet, but many did. And when they did, dear ones, you had the same revelation of feeling that what they were teaching from the stars, number one, they had never heard before. They'd never heard them before. And number two, the information was so beautiful and so revealing that it went into the mind in such a way that you can never forget, never forget, never forget. Have you ever had anything that's a revelation that's beautiful? We're talking about beautiful things that you'll never forget. Someone said something, something happened. Or mothers, the first time you looked at your infant and their eyes met yours. Something beautiful that is etched into you so much so that you'll carry it to your last breath. This is what it was like. You are inundated today as a civilization with those ideas from so many that are spiritual. And as we've said before, when you take a poll of those on the planet who would believe in the afterlife, it's over 80%. And that's billions and billions of humans. And that's reflected in the number of spiritual systems and the desire to solve that puzzle we've talked about before of finding the Creator. But those who stood and listened and sat and listened to the Star Mothers had never heard anything like this. Completely blank, and they were ready with a mind that had never heard they were magnificent. All they knew is that the Star Mothers had come from somewhere else, the stars. And they began to sit at their feet as children at first and then later as adults and hear concepts which were new, beautiful, astonishing, revealing, and then never forget them. It's hard to describe what that is like. To find out things that you didn't suspect or know and have them revealed to you item by item, subject by subject, and have them go into your mind in such a way that they would never, never come out. Not only that, there was repetition. There were codes, there were songs, there was dance, there were all manner of things that even today you've heard the teacher about, which later would then be recalled by these in so many ways, and they'd remember. I gave all of it to you in your year 2017, all of it. I didn't leave out anything. The minutiae is there to be examined, all of it. Some of it I have revealed to my partner. Some of it he then took to research and saw more. And that will be taught this day. But the majority of it, just codes and names, ideas and perspectivenesses. Paradigm shift, phrases that you will guess at and wonder about. And in that, my partner said, it's not ready. And that's when I told him that he was a linear one and that his paradigm was you had to have complete information before disclosure, with the idea that it had to be complete in order to be meaningful. Oh, and this is where it differs. And now I will give you the information that I would not let my partner reveal to you. My partner is not going to get everything. He is going to assemble everything. But he will not be shown all of the meanings that were taught with every spoke. Six subjects with every spoke. Three for the children and three for the adults. And most of them would have names in your language that you would recognize, but almost none of them mean those things. And you might say, well, when will they be complete? When will you give that? The answer is, I may not, because I've got a tool sitting in front of me. Why did you come? Why are you here? If I could ask you this and you could write me a note, you would say sometimes, well, I felt something, I ought to come. Or, I'm just interested in these things. Really? I'll tell you why you're here, all of you. You may feign that it's an interest you have in metaphysics, or you just wanted to attend it because it sounded like something that might be fun. I'll give you a challenge today. Every old soul in this place knows what every single word means. All of you. And the reason is because all of you, at some level and some place, were taught the teaching wheel. Some of you, it was in front of a Star Mother. Others, it was in front of those who were birthed by the Star Mothers. Others, perhaps, were on islands later, where the purity and the wheel was the same and being taught the same for years after year after year. I am looking right now at the lineage of the planet, the spiritual lineage of the planet. You see, that's why I told my partner, release everything immediately and let it be seen and remembered. Let it, what he calls, tweak the mind, where someone says, it isn't just remembered, it's deja vu. And you won't stay away, will you? Because you were there. The truth and the revelation of every single name that was taught and every concept, eventually every code, every song, and every motion will be given and remembered by humans who were there. And in order to do this, I've instructed my partner to have the kind of meetings that will reveal what you know, so that those who are here can take with them physically the information that was given. I gave my partner so many things, and he wrote it as fast as he could, and many times it was in channel. And then when he looked at it later and began the presentation, he realized he had no idea what it meant. And that stopped him in that linear way of saying, yes, I'm going to do this, and or I won't do that yet. And instead, I've said, give them everything, because they're going to give you back the meanings. Today and tomorrow, there will be that which you call exercises, under the premise that you will discuss the meanings of these things. How do you remember things that might be 40,000 years old? Maybe 30, maybe even 15. Where is it? And it is in that Akashic record that starts to reveal things that you know. So much of it is intuitive, and you see things, and intuitively, I know what that means. And others will say the same, and they will say something different, but you both may be correct when you put it together and figure it out. The entire reason for the Lemurian Teaching Wheel Seminar is for you to remember what they mean. Discuss it among themselves and come to a consensus. I'm instructing my partner right now to record the consensuses, to study the meanings that the attendees will come up with, because those will be the answers to carry forward someday in a book that will reveal what absolutely everything means. And instead of channeling, it's going to come from Lemurians, the ones who sit here now. When you break out for some of these exercises, dear ones, I'm going to ask you to approach this seriously, use your intuitiveness, and do your best to remember what these things might mean. And they're not going to be given to you in a great quantity, one by one. And as these meetings continue, other words will be given to other groups, one by one, two by two, until it's all revealed. And someday, when you see the final revelation of the wheel, you may see what you remembered right there on the paper. That's why you're here. You will enjoy these things, but you will participate in revelation, because you are the ones who would come to a meeting like this. That's why you've sat in a chair, drawn here, all the places you've come from, all Lemurians, every one. Think about it. And so it is.